With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The 50th anniversary of the Monterey International Pop Festival will be marked with the return of the event later this month. The original Monterey Pop not only became the model for later festivals like Woodstock and Coachella, it also launched the careers of rock legends like Jimi Hendrix and the photographers who were there to capture the moments. KAZU's Doug McKnight spoke with Tom Gundelfinger O'Neill. His photographs, along with that of six other Monterey Pop photographers, go on display today at the Monterey Museum of Art.
Tom Gundelfinger O'Neill flips through a photo book of the 1967 Monterey International Pop Festival with the wistfulness of someone flipping through a family photo album. Monterey Pop was O'Neill's first big photo shoot. He had just started his career less than a year earlier. In fact, he shot in black and white, not for artistic effect, but because he couldn't afford to shoot in color. He stops on a picture of Janis Joplin.
Now, that's not very becoming of her, but it shows the tremendous amount of energy that she put into singing.
By my window, just looking at the rain.
She gave it everything from the very inner part of her soul. It was amazing. And I caught her just before a breath here, where she's dropped her mic and she's getting back up, ready to belt it out right there at the end.
Next, he shows me a shot of Jimi Hendrix.
Nobody knows who he is at this time. Now, when he came off the stage, he had transformed himself in that one performance into this giant rock star. When he got down to burn his guitar, I was so shocked, in such a feeling of awe and bewilderment, and how can this be? Why would anybody burn a prized possession?
What was it about Jimi Hendrix burning his guitar that so stands out?
First of all, he did it in such a poetic, choreographed way. Like he had a choreographer that said, okay, this is how you do it. Throw it down here, come down on your knees. Okay, in one gesture, take out the lighter fluid. Don't fumble with it. Just take it out. Squirt it. Okay, boom, 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 boom. Now, one match only. Just take it, drop it on. Okay. It erupts. Now lean back a little bit. Fan it with your fingers. Give it as though it really is a sacrifice to your muse as you watch it go up into the sky.
Now, when someone says Monterey Pop to you, is there a moment individuals or something that immediately pops in your mind?
Well, I think about where I was standing by the side of the stage, and I think about how good I was feeling and happy. Monterey Pop probably put the stamp, the official stamp, on the Summer of Love. And Lou Adler, who was the co-producer with John Phillips, told me all over the country, so many cities are celebrating the Summer of Love. But there's only one city in the world, really, that can claim the celebration, the true celebration of the Monterey Pop Festival.
Monterey Pop not only launched the careers of Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, it also launched the career of Tom O'Neill. He went on to shoot album covers for rock and roll. And 50 years later, he's still a professional photographer. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.